Part 27. Rainy. Chapter 52. She gets the call late in the night, but she hasn't been asleep. She's been sitting on the sofa in the living room trying to calm her spirit. That afternoon, a man lost his life in her home. Although she's cleaned up the mess of that carnage, cleaned it after Marsha Dross's people had done their necessary work, cleaned it before little Wabu could see any indication of the violation, she's still unnerved. She understands that after such violence, her own spirit needs cleansing. Cork, you're all right?
On my way home.
And Stephen? She asks. Jenny and Daniel, dressed in their robes, come down the stairs from their bedroom and sit down, flanking her on either side.
He's safe.
You found Lou Morisot?
Yes, but he's got a nasty leg wound.
Anton called in some favors with local law enforcement in Roseau, and Marsha Dross made some calls, too. Lou's been airlifted to a clinic.
How are you doing?
Holding up? But I'll be better when you and Stephen are home.
Soon,
Cork says. What about Prophet?
We dropped him off just this side of the border. He said he wasn't ready to deal with the U.S. authorities yet. He may be gone for good.
Lulu is gone, but I have a different sense about Prophet. We'll see. How are you, love?
Tired, and my ribs are killing me. Aside from that, pretty good.
When will we see you?
I'll meet Stephen and Bina, and we'll come back together. Home by morning.
Love you, he says, just before he ends the call. And I love you. As she explains the situation to Jenny and Daniel, Wabu drifts down the stairs. He crawls onto his mother's lap.
I dreamed about Baba and Stephen.
Dreamed what? Jenny asks.
They were in a storm, and then the sun came out.
The sun is out, Rainy tells him. Wabu looks toward the window. Outside, night still holds fast.
No, it isn't.
Rainy smiles and strokes her grandson's hair. In so many important ways, little rabbit, it is.